Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into What Color is Your Parachute? By Richard N. Bowles. First published in 1970, this groundbreaking career guide has stood the test of time, offering generations of job hunters and career changers practical, effective strategies for finding meaningful employment. In its latest 2017 edition, Bowles has updated his classic advice to reflect the demands of the modern digital landscape, including how to optimize your online presence and use social networks to your advantage. Perfect for everyone, from unemployed individuals seeking to enter the workforce to HR managers needing insights into today's job market dynamics. This book provides valuable tips on interviewing, resume building, and salary negotiation. Listeners looking to shift careers or better their current job situation will find ample advice structured to aid in navigating the nuanced world of job searches successfully. Renowned as a leader in the field of career development for over 40 years, Richard N. Bowles's expertise is evident throughout the book. His membership in Mensa and role as a popular keynote speaker further underscore his deep understanding of the job market and career development strategies. Let's explore how this guide can help you find not just a job, but the right job in today's ever-evolving marketplace. Join us for an insightful session on What Color is Your Parachute? And learn how to parachute your way into a fulfilling career. What Color is Your Parachute? A Practical Manual for Job Hunters and Career Changers. Introduction: Navigating the Modern Job Search Landscape. Embarking on a job search often evokes a mix of emotions, excitement, apprehension, and a hint of dread. Whether it's your first time entering the job market or your fifth, the terrain is always evolving, especially in our digital age, shaped by social media and economic shifts. But fear not. Mastering the modern job search is more akin to a strategic game than a mere gamble. Finding the perfect job isn't about leaving things to chance. It's about finding a mutual fit, a match where both the employer and employee's needs and expectations align perfectly. In this landscape, you're not just a passive participant, but an active player. You have significant control over the narratives you craft and share, how effectively you communicate, and the professional boundaries you establish. In the quest for your next great job, your ability to listen intently is just as critical as your ability to articulate your thoughts and value. Amid interviews and networking opportunities, refining your capacity to absorb and respond thoughtfully to information can set you apart from the pack. Additionally, in an age where your digital footprint is as significant as your real-world presence, it might be time to reassess your social media personas. Those candid snaps from spring break or impromptu posts that seemed harmless at the time, they might warrant a second look and possibly a scrub. The digital persona you project can significantly influence potential employers' perceptions and decisions. Lastly, while the idea of online transparency might seem daunting, it can actually be a strategic advantage. Being open about your achievements, career goals, and professional journey can not only attract the right opportunities, but also deter mismatches, saving you time and energy. So, as you gear up for this journey, remember, it's not just about landing any job. It's about discovering the right role in the right environment, where your skills can thrive and your career goals can be met. Take this opportunity to refine your skills, manage your online presence wisely, and leverage your true, authentic self in the modern job market. Part 1: Understanding the Challenges of Today's Job Market. Navigating the job search process can be particularly daunting in today's economic climate. If you find yourself struggling to secure the right position, know that you are not alone. The dynamics of the job market have shifted significantly, especially since the 2008 economic downturn, affecting how long it typically takes to find a job. Previously, a buoyant economy meant employers were often the ones vying for top talent, paying close attention to resumes, and actively updating job postings to attract the ideal candidates. However, the landscape has transformed drastically. Post-2008, the balance of power has tipped, favoring employers due to a surge in available candidates resulting from higher unemployment rates. This shift means that employers are not scrutinizing resumes as closely as before, and the specifics of a candidate's needs and preferences may be overlooked. As a result, the current job-seeking experience can be extended and challenging. For instance, between 1994 and 2008, it typically took about 5 weeks for half of all unemployed individuals in the United States to secure employment. After 2008, this duration extended dramatically, with only 22 to 33% of unemployed individuals finding jobs within a year. This slower job market pace reflects the deeper, lingering impacts of the economic recession. In addition to the extended job search times, the nature of employment has also evolved. To cut costs, many businesses now prefer to offer temporary, part-time, or freelance positions rather than permanent, full-time roles. These positions often do not provide benefits like health insurance or paid vacations, placing further strain on job seekers. A 2015 Bureau of Labor Statistics report highlights the prevalence of brief job tenures across age groups. Among workers aged 18 to 24, a staggering 69% had been in their jobs for less than a year, and 93% had stayed for less than 5 years. Even among older workers, those aged 40 to 48, the figures are telling. 32% held their jobs for less than a year, with 69% staying under 5 years. Navigating this complex job market requires resilience, adaptability, and an effective strategy. Understanding these broader trends can better equip you to tackle the challenges and potentially expedite your job search process. Despite the tough landscape, being informed and prepared is your best tool in securing a position that fits your career aspirations. Part 2: Revisiting the Role of Resumes in the Digital Era. In today's digital age, where a wealth of information is just a click away, the traditional resume no longer holds the same power it once did. Gone are the days when job seekers completely controlled their professional narratives through carefully curated resumes without much fear of contradiction. The internet has changed the playing field significantly. In the past, embellishing a resume with selective job histories or achievements was common, and employers had limited means to verify such information, unless they invested in background checks or hired investigators. Impractical measures for most. However, the rise of search engines and social platforms has introduced a new transparency to the job search process. Now, a simple Google search on a candidate's name can unveil a trove of information, ranging from LinkedIn and Facebook profiles to personal blogs and even past photographs. This easy access to personal histories means that job seekers must be more vigilant than ever. The digital footprint you leave can either support the persona you present on your resume or undermine it entirely. For starters, it's wise to conduct your own internet search to see what comes up under your name. Check for consistency in the information displayed online and what's on your resume, like graduation dates and past employment details. More critically, scour through your online presence for potential red flags, incriminating photos, controversial tweets, or comments that could be viewed as offensive. These elements are more common disqualifiers than many might think. Research indicates that a staggering 91% of employers in the United States review social media profiles of potential hires, and nearly 70% have discarded candidates based on negative findings. The good news is it's entirely within your power to curate your online presence. Take immediate steps to remove or untag yourself from undesirable content, and strive for a professional and consistent image across all platforms. Cleaning up your digital persona might feel overwhelming, but remember, it's an essential step towards making your resume and professional image resonate with potential employers in this digital era. Managing your online appearance wisely ensures that when employers do their due diligence, they find nothing but confirmations of your qualifications and professionalism. Remember, in the digital age, your online presence is just as crucial as the document you submit as your resume. Part 3. Enhancing your digital footprint with strategic keyword use. In the vast digital landscape, visibility is crucial. Keywords are the catalysts that help navigate this terrain, empowering search engines to connect queries with the most pertinent results. For job seekers, understanding and utilizing keywords can significantly enhance online presence and attract the right professional opportunities. Begin by identifying the keywords that align with your career aspirations and skills. Consider the perspective of recruiters. What terms would they likely use to search for a candidate like you? Would they search for experienced digital marketer or innovative software developer? These are the types of keywords you want associated with your online profiles. Craft a list of attributes and skills that best describe your professional persona. Terms like innovative, dedicated, or strategic. Integrating these keywords into your LinkedIn profile, personal blog, or any online bio is a step toward molding your digital identity to reflect your professional strengths and career goals. For instance, if you're a graphic designer, incorporating industry-relevant keywords such as Adobe Creative Suite, visual communication, or brand identity can help in positioning you as a knowledgeable expert in your field. Beyond just listing these skills, demonstrate them through a curated professional blog that features articles, project portfolios, and insights into design trends and techniques. This not only showcases your expertise, but also your ongoing engagement with the industry. Active participation in professional groups, particularly on platforms like LinkedIn, can further amplify your presence. Join groups relevant to your field and contribute to discussions, share content, and network with other professionals. This engagement helps in building a robust online network while positioning you as an active and informed member of your professional community. Moreover, leveraging platforms like Twitter to comment on and share industry developments can also increase your visibility. Use hashtags relevant to your field to ensure that your contributions are discoverable by those interested in your areas of expertise. By strategically using keywords and actively managing your online profiles and contributions, you elevate your visibility to potential employers, positioning yourself as a prime candidate in your industry. Remember, in our digital age, your online interactions are just as significant as your offline efforts in shaping career opportunities. Part 4. The timeless essence of job hunting. Plenty of opportunities still await. If you think about it, job hunting isn't much different from dating. Both scenarios boil down to two essential questions. Do you like me? And do I like you? Despite significant shifts in the economic landscape and the job market over the years, the core of job hunting remains unchanged. It's about mutual attraction and fit. The process fundamentally involves two parties, the job seeker and the employer, seeking to establish a beneficial relationship. For job seekers, the aim is to present oneself as both likable and a suitable match for the position and the company. This involves showcasing your skills, experience, and personality in a way that resonates with the prospective employer. However, it's also vital to assess whether the employer is right for you. Consider if the company environment will leverage your abilities effectively and offer opportunities for growth and skill development. These considerations are crucial for long-term job satisfaction and career progress. Amidst the overwhelming reports of a strained job market, it's important to remember that the narrative isn't always as dire as it seems. Media portrayals often amplify the negativity, potentially leading to feelings of despair among job seekers. However, the reality is that there are opportunities out there, perhaps more than you might initially think. The job market, in fact, holds more prospects than is often perceived. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey isn't shy about this. Every month, around 10 million job openings are reported, yet only about half of these are filled regularly. This indicates a substantial amount of untapped opportunities waiting for the right candidates. Recognizing this can shift your approach to job hunting from one of helplessness to one of confidence and proactive engagement. To improve your chances, refine your resume and cover letter, familiarize yourself with the nuances of the job market, and explore sectors that might previously have been off your radar. As we proceed, the next focus will be on concrete strategies to enhance your performance in job interviews, aiming to maximize your chances of not only landing a job, but finding one that truly suits your career goals and personal growth. Part 5. Mastering the interview. Preparation, poise, and proof. Continuing with our dating analogy, if crafting a strong resume and maintaining a robust online presence equates to flirting, then the interview is akin to a first date, a crucial stage where deeper impressions are made and compatibility is assessed. The first and perhaps most critical step in preparing for an interview is to thoroughly research the company. Just as you wouldn't wear a casual outfit to a formal date, you shouldn't enter an interview without understanding the company's culture and values. This means visiting their website, reading their corporate publications, and examining their media coverage. Platforms like Gizmodo and TechCrunch can be particularly useful for insights into recent developments, especially in tech-oriented fields. As you prepare, remember the importance of humility and curiosity. Avoid coming off as arrogant or overly self-assured, which can happen if you dominate the conversation or fail to pose thoughtful questions. An interview is a two-way interaction. It's as much about them getting to know you as it is about you evaluating them. Being overly nervous can also detract from your performance. Instead of nervous rambling, aim for concise and focused responses. Show genuine interest in the team and the company's environment by asking questions like, "What kind of people will I be working with?" Such inquiries not only demonstrate your interest in the role, but also your consideration for how you would fit within the team dynamics. For many professional roles, particularly in creative fields like design, architecture, or the arts, providing tangible evidence of your work is expected. Bringing a portfolio that showcases your best projects not only substantiates your resume, but also visually communicates your skills and achievements. Consider modernizing your portfolio's presentation. For instance, using an iPad to display your work digitally can add a sleek professional touch. Ultimately, succeeding in an interview requires a blend of good preparation, respectful engagement, and the ability to showcase your accomplishments confidently and thoughtfully. With these elements in place, you're well equipped to turn that first date into a lasting employment relationship. Part 6. Navigating salary negotiations with strategy and insight. Engaging in salary negotiations can be as tense as haggling over prices at a market, yet it's an essential part of securing a job that meets your financial and professional expectations. The key to a successful negotiation is preparation and a strategic approach to the discussion. One effective strategy is to encourage the employer to suggest a salary first. This can be tactically achieved by patiently navigating through the interview process and waiting for the right moment. Typically towards the end, when the employer's interest in hiring you is clear. If you're facing multiple interview rounds, it's best to broach the subject of salary in the final round. However, be prepared for the possibility that the employer may request your salary expectations first. In such cases, you can tactfully redirect by suggesting that since they designed the position, they likely have a salary range in mind. This not only shows your respect for their budgeting, but also puts you in a better position to negotiate. If you do need to provide a number first, ensure you've done your homework. Utilize resources like salary.com or jobstar.org to understand the typical pay range for the position you are applying for within your industry and region. This research will equip you with the knowledge to propose a realistic yet ambitious salary. For example, if the research indicates an average salary range of $34,000 to $42,600 for the position, You might consider starting the negotiation by suggesting a salary between $42,000 and $50,000. This gives you some negotiating room and signals your awareness of your value. Further enhance your negotiation position by clearly articulating how your skills and experience will not only fulfill the job requirements, but also bring additional value to the company, potentially saving and earning them more in the long run. With these strategies and a deep understanding of your industry's salary standards, you're well equipped to enter any salary negotiation with confidence. Remember, successful negotiations are about achieving a balance where both parties feel valued and fairly compensated. So prepare thoroughly, approach the discussion with confidence, and that ideal job offer may soon be yours. Final summary. The central theme of this book revolves around enhancing your job search strategy to maximize your potential for landing the ideal position. Preparation is paramount. Thorough research and understanding of the company, the role, and how you align with both can significantly influence your success. In today's job market, it's crucial to recognize your value as a professional. Opportunities abound, often waiting for the right candidate to fill them. View yourself as a valuable asset to potential employers, not as someone desperately seeking employment. This mindset shift can empower you and change the way potential employers perceive you. Approach your job search with confidence, equipped with knowledge and self-assurance, to not only find a job but forge a career that is fulfilling and prosperous. Remember, the right opportunity is out there. It's about making yourself the clear choice to seize it. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.